Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for March 17th, 2024 is based on Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 22. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield. The sermon is based on our Lenten sermon series, Wandering Heart, and is entitled, Teach Me. Our second reading comes from Matthew in the 18th chapter. Jesus says, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As a reminder, our Lenten series and theme this year is entitled Wandering Heart, which you see in the big words on the screen. And we are focusing on the life and faith of one of Jesus's most faithful and famous disciples. In Peter, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady, a dear friend and a betrayer, a follower and a wanderer. In Peter, we often see ourselves. And by following Peter's journey, we watch the story of Jesus unfold through the eyes of a very normal human trying to figure it all out, just like us. And as we study Peter's faith journey, the words and tune of the classic hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," come to mind. And our phrase each week is highlighted in the small red letters there. Teach me this week. Teach me some melodious sonnet. Teach me. I want to start with a question. How many of you have ever been hurt by someone in a church that you've attended? Okay. A 2020 Gallup poll showed that about 47% of Americans are members or attend a church, less than half. And a 2010 Barna Group study showed that about 40% of the people polled who no longer attend church do that because they were hurt in their previous church. And if those percentages are still valid for today, that means about 63 million U.S. citizens, about 18% of our population, no longer attend church because of experiencing hurt in the church. How many of you have ever left a church because you were hurt by someone there? Yeah. Jesus realizes that the free will that we are granted as part of our human nature will inevitably cause us to have disagreements with one another, both inside and outside the church. So Jesus teaches his disciples a model of biblical conflict resolution here in Matthew 18. In fact, the steps that are laid out here are included in just about every religious organization's employee handbook that I have ever seen. I do think that this model of conflict resolution is a good one, so long as both parties are willing to come to the conversation with an air of humility and empathy. Unfortunately, I rarely see this model in action, because 90% of the conflict resolution I have dealt with as a Lutheran camp director or a pastor never makes it to step one. Who remembers step one? Shout it out. Yeah, talk to each other privately, alone. Go to the person who has sinned against you, the person who has hurt you, and let them know about that hurt between the two of you. Seems simple enough, right? But when someone has hurt you, it can be hard to confront them. You're already vulnerable. You may not want to risk being hurt again. Maybe you feel that the trust has been irrevocably broken between the two of you. And so in an effort to maybe gain back a little bit of that sense of control, many people skip to step number two and immediately start to put together a group of people to have their back, where they start to spread their version of the story before letting the person know that they even have an issue. How many of us have either experienced that or been guilty of that? Probably most hands. Teach me some melodious sonnet. Before I continue, I do want to make a distinction. If someone has or is abusing you, go to the authorities. Find help to leave that dangerous situation. Do not confront them alone. And this is where Peter enters into our story. Jesus has just finished teaching about this biblical conflict resolution, and Peter wants some clarification. He wants Jesus to further clarify his teaching, as any good student would want. So he asks him, "If my brother or sister has sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" One of the things that the biblical writers rarely give us are the intentions behind the questions that people ask Jesus. There are two ways that we can look at this question from Peter. One way to view the question is that Peter wants a definitive answer to know how many times he must forgive so that he can know that he is following Jesus' command properly. Another way to view the question that might resonate with us at times is that Peter wants to know the minimum amount of times he must forgive that person who really gets on his nerves before he can completely write them off. Teach me some melodious sonnet. But Jesus surprises Peter with his answer. Forgive them 77 times. Or some translations say, forgive them 70 times 7. In this moment, Jesus teaches us a little bit more about the character of God with his answer. Up to this point, people are so worried about following the details and the structure of the law that they miss out on the point the law was trying to make in the first place. Jesus is saying it's not about checking off a box a certain number of times saying that you forgave someone. He's saying, I give you this teaching because I want you to live a life of empathy where you strive to understand the other person across from you and then can enter back into a life of community, not a fractured existence of hurt and separation. We see here that God's grace is ever abundant, more than we could ever comprehend. I want you to take a moment to answer one of these two questions with a person or persons nearby. Question number one, is there a person in your life from which you need to seek forgiveness or to whom you need to offer forgiveness? The second question, do you still hold on to church hurt? How might you go about the process of releasing it? take a moment to discuss one of those questions with people nearby. Teach me some melodious sonnet. Well, to me, that melodious sonnet that Jesus teaches in this lesson is that the love, grace, and forgiveness of God far exceeds the limits that we would place upon it. Not seven times or even 77 times. And that is the good news and the good music to my ears. And while we may fall short of sharing a God-like level of grace and forgiveness to others, we know that it will always be there for us. In a day and age where separation and fracturing is encouraged when there is disagreement or hurt, hopefully we can be better at embodying God's ethic to love one another, forgive one another, extend grace to one another, and ultimately seek a way to be the loving community that God wishes for us to be. Jesus never said following him would be easy, but for the sake of our shared humanity, let us open ourselves to God's continued new teachings and revelations so that we can better reflect the love, forgiveness, and grace that God first gives us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.